Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Frazier Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Alexander Pyles of The Daily Record. Alexander, you've been traveling to a meeting of the Maryland Municipal League, which turns out to have some appeal for people who are running for various offices, including governor. So tell us a little bit about how they were when they took their act on the road.
So this was a convention in Ocean City of about 150 towns and cities, leaders from those towns and cities, and several candidates for governor in 2014 were there, including Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, who was there with Ken Allman, Harford County Executive David Craig was there, Blaine Young, the president of the Frederick County Board of Commissioners, was there hosting a fundraiser or a happy hour at Secrets, that Bayside night spot in Ocean City. And Delegate Heather Mazier was there, too, who has not officially declared candidacy for governor, but was there meeting folks at the conference in Ocean City.
I mean, it's a place where you can gain some alliances that could be valuable to you. This can give you some depth of representation around the state.
That's right. And Lieutenant Governor Brown and Allman were down there, in part at least, to receive the endorsement of about 70 municipal leaders. Now, that's interesting because 46 of these municipal leaders that endorsed the ticket were from Prince George's County. That's, of course, Brown's base. There are no municipalities, no incorporated towns or cities in Howard County, so none on the list there. But also, seven Baltimore City Council members also endorsed the two, which is important for Brown because you would expect him to need to do well in the city of Baltimore to do well in the primary and then in the election.
What about the attorney general? Was he there, Doug Gansler?
He was conspicuously not there. It was interesting to see Doug Gansler not in Ocean City. But he got in on the party in a different way. About halfway through the conference, his campaign did release a little information about some of the policies that the attorney general would put forth as governor. By the way, he's now saying he's going to officially declare the candidacy that we already are already aware of in September.
What we're seeing is the early organization building of all these guys.
Yeah, you really are. I mean, Gansler also on Tuesday announced several hires for his campaign. He has Isaac Salazar now, who was a member of the Maryland Democratic Party, as a new media specialist. And then you also see David Craig ramping up his organization. He held a fundraiser in Ocean City, the Republican from Harford County, at the Clarion Resort Hotel. Apparently, he knows the owner of that hotel there and had a nice reception for lots of folks in attendance.
So it's meeting and greeting. That's an important thing, particularly to do right now.
It is. And Brown was giving the reception's inaugural dinner speech. So he was sort of the guest of honor at MML's inaugural dinner. And Heather Mazier was there working the crowd even as Brown was getting ready to speak.
Do you think there's any particular reason that they chose Brown?
Well, he was accepting an award from the organization on behalf of the O'Malley-Brown administration.
Oh, another of those events that Governor O'Malley has thrown Mr. Brown's way over the last year, really.
That's right. And Brown, remember, gave the speech at the end of MACO last year, the MACO conference, the Maryland Association of Counties, which is a similar convention to what MML was.
Well, we're talking here today about organization, and the outgoing governor certainly does have one, and if he makes it available to Anthony Brown, that won't mean nothing, will it?
No, and he's embracing that. Lieutenant Governor Brown is certainly embracing that organization, embracing the policies of the last 6 years. Every speech I've heard him give recently, he said this all started 6 years ago.
Well, Alexander, I'm glad you were there, and good to have you here talking about it. Thanks.
Thank you.
For Alexander Pyles, I'm Frazier Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR. Your NPR news station.